The hosts feel it would be a little unkind.
Hello, and welcome once again to the FrankenCast. I'm the mad scientist, Anthony Bowman. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm joined as always by...
The... Holy shit, is that Paul Williams? That is Eric Velasquez. My pronouns are also he, him.
I did the same thing. I was like, that can't be Paul Williams. And it's Paul Williams. Holy shit.
That's fucking amazing. Like... This is him, like, just after his Phantom of the Paradise, like, era, which,
right.
Good for him, being open.
He's not listed on IMDb, and I was like, maybe it's just a guy who really looks like him, but then, like, I did a little more, or, like, when you get to the end credits, it says it, but I was just like, it's gotta be him.
Right. I was racking my brain. I'm like, no, there's no way they got Paul Williams for this. But, yep, sure did.
Yeah, and if you don't know who Paul Williams is, you know, like Eric said, he's the villain of the Phantom of the Paradise. He also wrote for the Muppets for many years. Yeah. He was a songwriter and an actor. He wrote the song Rainbow Connection. That's Paul Williams. He also was the voice of the Penguin on Batman the Animated Series. Like, this guy has a really weird career. He's just this really weird-looking little guy that just... Yeah, it just seemed to be like everybody loved him for a little bit, and it's pretty cool.
Right. Didn't he, like, what was the one where he played the DJ? Like, and he was just the voiceover? Was that The Mist? No. Not the original Mist, but like.
Oh, I don't know. It might. In Phantom of the Paradise, he's like a record exec. He's not, yeah, but yeah, it seems like, yeah, a DJ seems like definitely something he also would have been.
I don't know. We'll find out one day.
He might have been, like, because I think he was an actor in a couple of the Muppet movies as well, so he could have been, like, a DJ on one of those or something.
Right. I just remember his voices. Maybe it was on TV or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if anyone does, let me know. But, yeah, like you were talking about, Smokey and the Bandit as well. Battle for the Planet of the Apes. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So just a lot of weird shit like you were talking about. Oh, also Princess Diaries 2, The Royal Anthem.
What was he in that?
In that, he was Lord Harmony.
Okay. So that's like that name sounds like probably something music related to.
Yeah.
I think I may have seen the first Princess Diaries. I don't think I saw the second one, though.
Hell yeah. Well, fair enough.
The episode is A Hero Ain't Nothing But a Serial. And before we meet Paul Williams' character... We have Herman coming downstairs. He's in his pajamas. He steps out into the front porch to get the newspaper, and like the paper boy throws the paper and it like bounces off Herman or something.
Right. And, he's like, "Hey, Jimmy, watch out."
Yeah. But then when the kid like walks up to him, suddenly Herman's like, "Oh, look out." And he grabs him and pulls him back as like a giant tree branch falls and like would have crushed this kid.
I love the gag that he's like, you know, it's bad luck to stand under falling branches.
Yeah. And the kid's like, you just saved my life. You're a hero. And Herman's like, no, I'm not. Yeah, it's fine. I'm not a hero. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to go wait till I tell the guys at the newspaper. Everybody's going to be so excited.
Yeah, we cut to later. And immediately the entire family's already reading the evening paper. I don't remember that being a thing, but I guess it was.
I know there used to be like first and second editions of newspapers where they would add additional stuff later, but like, yeah, they're like, you know, all excited. Herman's a hero. He gets home from work and everyone's like, look, you're in the paper. Like you actually are a hero.
Right.
Which of course
Paul says, if you keep that up, you're going to lose you're going to get fired from your job.
Yeah. You work at a funeral parlor. That's not good.
Yeah.
And Eddie thinks it's outrageous. And Marilyn can't wait to tell her friends. And then we just cut to, like, a little later outside the house. There are
By the way, as part of the funny gag, did you see Grandpa with a giant fucking magnifying glass? Like, the face-sized.
Yes, yeah.
All right, just wanted to call your attention to that.
Yeah. But so we have these two people outside the house, and we'll see that they are ad executives, and they want to talk to Herman because they're trying to get a spokesperson for Licorice Puff Cereal. Right. And they think he's the guy for the job.
Right. He introduces himself as Leonard Skinner.
Yes. It's very good.
I think that was a reference, Anthony. What do you think?
I think so.